proclamation number 704 dated the December 9th, 1938. Fulfillment of the scripture. Eruptions. Ocean and mainland. Those who see their father in me are well protected in my care. And so, my child, hear the words of the gospel. Blessed are those who love me and hear my words, for I am the way, the truth and the life. And if you are being nourished by my word, you will have gained all possessions of the eternal life. For this reason it is of utmost importance that you listen to everything I proclaim to you, for there are many who dare to drown out my word. However, in view of the spiritual situation, it is necessary to teach my word time and time again, because you have no idea how poor you are if I don't impart spiritual wealth upon you. You would have to go extremely hungry and the soul's adversity would be indescribable. But refreshed by my word, you are strong enough to resist all hostility. And so I want to inform you that the first signs of my will are beginning to appear and that people are accepting my word in all places. No event is in the slightest coincidental. Instead, it is entirely arranged by my will and my omnipotence. And the core of earth is incessantly active within itself and will produce eruptions of huge proportions, so that you will be in utmost danger of losing your life if you don't keep me in mind. The more humbly you humans accept what I unleash upon you, the more mercy I will show you. I only want your love, and if you offer it to me, you will be saved for time and eternity. Thus wait a little while longer and pay attention to my words, that the scripture will fulfill itself to the very last letter. For what the Lord proclaims is truly irrevocable. Pay attention to the happenings in the oceans and how the mainland fares. Take notice of the sun and all elements of nature. Keep the Creator in mind, and become humble when you look at yourselves and how infinitely tiny you are in this work of creation. And then consider the Creator's greater than great love for His living creations, and that He, in His love, uses all means which contribute towards regaining your souls. Once you have pondered this in your heart, look up to Him and appeal for His mercy, and you shall be saved from all danger of body and soul. And this happens through my word, which points out the time of terror to you and at the same time assures you that I will always remember my own. And so let go of all sorrow and faithfully hand yourselves over to the Father in heaven. He alone holds your life in His hand. He will let you keep it if you ask Him for it. Amen.